ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adilila, Chapter 1, entitled The Spiritual Masters, Shloka, Verse Number 15. Jayatam Suratau Pangor, Mama Mandaga Mater Gati, Matsarvasva Padam Bhojau, Radha Madana Mohanau. Translation: Glory to the all-merciful Radha and Madan Mohan. I am lame and ill-advised, yet they are my directors and their lotus feet are everything to me. There is no purport. Divyad Brindaranya Kalpadrumadha Srimad Ratnagara Simhasanastho Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devau Prishthalibhi Sevyamanau Smarami. In a temple of jewels in Vrindavan, underneath a desire tree, Shri Radha Govinda, served by their most confidential associates, sit upon an effulgent throne. I offer my humble obeisances unto them. Shriman Ra Sarasarambhi Vamshi Vatatatasthitaha Karshan Venu Swanair Gopir Gopinatha Shriyestunaha. Sri Srila Gopinath, who originated the transcendental mellow of the Rasa dance, stands on the shore in Vamshivat and attracts the attention of the cowherd damsels with the sound of his celebrated flute. May they all confer upon us their benediction.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Glory to Sri Chaitanya and Nityananda. Glory to Advaita Chandra. All glory to the devotees of Sri Gaura, Lord Chaitanya.
E tin Thakur Gaudiya ke Koriyachena Atmasat. E tinera Charanavandu Tine Mora Nath.
These three deities of Vrindavan, Madan Mohan, Govinda, and Gopinath, have absorbed the heart and soul of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, followers of Lord Chaitanya. I worship the lotus feet, for they are the lords of my heart. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita offers his respectful obeisances unto the three deities of Vrindavan named Sri Radha Madan Mohan, Sri Radha Govinda Dev and Sri Radha Gopinath Ji. These three deities are the life and soul of the Bengali Vaishnavas or Gaudiya Vaishnavas who have a natural aptitude for residing in Vrindavan. The Gaudiya Vaishnavas who follow strictly in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu worship the divinity by chanting transcendental sounds meant to develop a sense of one's transcendental relationship with the Supreme Lord. A reciprocation of mellow, rasa, of mutual affection, and ultimately the achievement of desired success in loving service. These three deities are worshipped in three different stages of one's development. The followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu scrupulously follow these principles of approach. Gaudiya Vaishnavas perceive the ultimate objective in Vedic hymns composed of 18 transcendental letters that adore Krishna as Madan Mohan, Govinda and Gopi Jana Vallabha. Madan Mohan is he who charms Cupid, the god of love. Govinda is he who pleases the senses and the cows. And Gopi Jana Vallabha is the transcendental lover of the gopis. Krishna himself is called Madan Mohan, Govinda, Gopi Jana Vallabha. and countless other names as he plays in his different pastimes with his devotees. The three deities, Madan Mohan, Govinda, and Gopijana Vallabha, have very specific qualities. Worship of Madan Mohan is on the platform of re-establishing our forgotten relationship with the personality of Godhead. In the material world, we are presently in utter ignorance of our eternal relationship with the Supreme Lord. Pangoho refers to one who cannot move independently by his own strength. And Mandamatehe is one who is less intelligent because he is too absorbed in materialistic activities. It is best for such persons not to aspire for success in fruitive activities or mental speculation, but instead simply to surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The perfection of life is simply to surrender to the Supreme. In the beginning of our spiritual life, we must therefore worship Madan Mohan so that he may attract us and nullify our attachment for material sense gratification. This relationship with Madan Mohan is necessary for neophyte devotees. When one wishes to render service to the Lord with strong attachment, one worships Govinda on the platform of transcendental service. Govinda is the reservoir of all pleasures. When by the grace of Krishna and the devotees, one reaches perfection in devotional service, he can appreciate Krishna as Gopijana Vallabha, the pleasure deity of the damsels of Braja. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained this mode of devotional service in three stages. And therefore, these worshipable deities were installed in Vrindavan by different Goswamis. They are very dear to the Gaudiya Vaishnavas there, who visit the temple at least once a day. Besides the temples of these three deities, many other temples have been established in Vrindavan, such as the temple of Radha Damodar of Jiva Goswami, the temple of Shyam Sundar of Shyamananda Goswami, the temple of Gokulananda of Lokanath Goswami, and the temple of Radha Raman of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. There are 7 principal temples over 400 years old that are the most important of the 5,000 temples now existing in Vrindavan. Gaudiya indicates the part of India between the southern side of the Himalayan mountain and the northern part of Vindhya hills, which is called Aryavarta, or the land of the Aryans. This portion of India is divided into 5 parts or provinces. Pancha Gauda Desh, Saraswata, that is Kashmir and Punjab, Kanya Kubja, Uttar Pradesh, including the modern city of Lucknow, Madhya Gauda, that is Madhya Pradesh, Maithila, Bihar and part of Bengal, and Utkala, part of Bengal and the whole of Orissa. Bengal is sometimes called Gauda Desh, partly because it forms a portion of Maithila and partly because the capital of Hindu king Raja Lakshman Sen was known as Gauda. This old capital later came to be known as Gaudapura and gradually Mayapur. The devotees of Orissa are called Udiyas. The devotees of Bengal are called Gaudiyas. And the devotees of southern India are known as Dravida devotees. As there are 5 provinces in Aryavarta, so Dakshinatya, southern India, is also divided into 5 provinces, which are called Pancha Dravida. The 4 Vaishnava Acharyas, who are the great authorities of the 4 Vaishnava disciplic succession, as well as Sripad Shankaracharya of the Mayavad school, appeared in the Pancha Dravida provinces. Among the 4 Vaishnava Acharyas, who were all accepted by the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, Sri Ramanujacharya appeared in the southern part of Andhra Pradesh at Mahabhutapuri. Sri Madhvacharya appeared at Pajakam near Vimanagiri in the district of Mangalore. Sri Vishnu Swami appeared at Pandya and Sri Nimbarka appeared at Mungera Patna
in the extreme south. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the chain of disciplic succession from Madhvacharya. But the Vaishnavas in his line do not accept the Tattvavadis, who also claim to belong to the Madhva Sampradaya. To distinguish themselves clearly from the Tattvavadi branch of Madhva's descendants, the Vaishnavas of Bengal prefer to call themselves Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Sri Madhvacharya is also known as Sri Gauda Purnananda, and therefore the name Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya is quite suitable for the disciplic succession of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Our spiritual master, Om Vishnupad Sri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, accepted initiation in the Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. I would like to welcome everyone to the 23rd appearance anniversary of the Lordships Shri Shri Radha Gopinath. To reciprocate with the desire to serve on part of the devotees and also to show his mercy and love to the world at large, I would just like to speak on this occasion the significance of worshipping the deities in our line to some extent. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahe Anya. He himself is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but assuming the form of assuming the complexion and the emotions of his own Ladini Shakti Srimati Radharani, he came in the form of a devotee to show the whole process of how to achieve perfection of life. He explained the whole Vedic principle in such a simple way. Bhagavan sambandha bhakti abhideha hai prema prayojana vede tina vastu koi. He said, by all the Vedas, these three things are to be known. Sambandha, what is our relationship with the Lord? Abhideya, how actually to revive that relationship? And Prayojana, why should we revive that relationship? What is the necessity? Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained to Sanatan Goswami through a beautiful analogy of how one time a very learned astrologer, he came to the house of a poor man. The astrologer's name was Sarvajna, one who knows everything. And he told the poor man, why are you so poor? Actually, you are a billionaire. You are a very rich man. Your father is a very, very rich man. He just went on a journey and left, but he has left for you a tremendous wealth, and it is right in your compound of your house. The treasure is hidden right within the compound of your house. In this way, Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained how we are all poor. Actually, anyone who doesn't have access to the treasure of love of God, which is ultimately the goal of life, is a poor man. And where is that treasure? Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem. It is there right within the core of our heart, in a dormant state right now. So a Sarvajna is a spiritual master. He comes into our life and reminds us, why are you loitering here and there? You already are a rich man. You have access to such tremendous wealth. So first of all, he makes us realize about our relationship to our rich father and potential richness that we have. We still don't have access. We don't have the address as yet. We don't have the password. We don't have the passbook number. But we know there is a treasure. Our father has left it for us. That is called Sambandha Gyan. And then the astrologer told, don't dig in the southern direction. Because as soon as you start digging in the southern direction, bees will come out and they will sting you and make your life miserable. You will suffer. Never dig in the western direction because a ghost will come and haunt you. And by any chance, never dig on the northern direction because a huge snake will come and devour you. Just scratch a little dirt on the eastern side and the treasure will be yours. Similarly, the guru, understanding the essence of all the Vedic literatures, tells us not to get caught up with karmakanda rituals. Karmakanda rituals is like the bee stinging. Yamimam pushpitam vacham pravadanti abhipaschitaha veda vadarata parthya nanyadastiti vadina kamatmanaha. Desiring to just enjoy better facilities, we do Vedic rituals. Kamatmanaha swargapara. And you go to heavenly planets. But janma karma phala pradam. You will be constantly stinged by the repeated cycle of birth and death. Don't dig in the southern direction. Don't get caught up in the karmakandi rituals. Don't dig in the west. There is a ghost that will haunt you. And that is the jnana process. And suddenly you will say, Aham Brahmasmi, I am God. Haunted by this ghost. You will start thinking you are God. A haunted person speaks all nonsense. So you will end up speaking, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi. So don't do that. And then he said, don't dig in the northern direction because the snake will come and devour you. That kind of yoga, which eventually ends up thinking that the Paramatma in the heart is actually yourself and you want to merge in him and become one. So not this karmakanda, not jnanakanda, not the process of yoga. So what is the process? Just scratch a little dirt. Very easy, very simple. And what is that? Devotional service. Bhakti. Since time immemorial, right from the time Lord Krishna revealed this knowledge to Brahma, in 4 verses, this is the same conclusion. There is no other process. The whole, all the other process, the perfection of them processes, if they lead to bhakti. Pure loving devotion to the Supreme Personality of God. That's all. So this Sambandha Gyan, the first part is Sambandha Gyan. Who is God? Who am I? And what's my relationship with God? Having forgotten that relationship, we are trying to find love, reciprocation, happiness, and enjoyment through relationships or trying to please so many people, so many worshipable personalities, thinking that by their blessings and mercy, we will become happy. So this Sambandha is established. Then Abhideya. How to actually establish that? The process of bhakti only. Bhaktya tu ananyaya shakya aham evam vidhorjuna gyatum drashtum chatatvena praveshtum cha parantava bhaktya mam abhijanati yavan jashyasmi tatvata. And then the treasure can be accessed And that is prayojan. Prema pumartho mahan. To develop pure love for Krishna. The Gopi Jana Vallabha, Gopinath. So, this process was given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Made so simple, made so easy. Truly speaking, holy name is the only way. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, after he was liberated by Mahaprabhu's instructions, one day he came and asked, tell me, of the Navadha, which is Navadha Bhakti, which is the most important? And Mahaprabhu said, Sankirtan, chanting of the holy name. He said, that's the most important. Kalikale Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar. We're going to celebrate Janmashtami very soon. We're actually reading about 10th canto. We have reached the 10th canto. This, I think, once it happens over 15, 16 years. And even then, it can come in December also. But the 10th canto has come just around Janmashtami time. You know, very auspicious. So, there in that purport, Srila Prabhupada in one place mentions, so Krishna has descended today. When Mother Earth is distressed and goes to Brahma in the form of a cow, expressing her distress, I am burdened, overburdened. And the Lord says, I'll come. Very soon I'll come. I knew. Brahmaji tells actually, meditates, and he says, actually even before we went, the Lord knew. And he has told, he's going to appear in Yadu dynasty, all of you come. So Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, Krishna, no, today also the situation is the same. So many bomb blasts. Distressful condition. When the children take the father's property and harass each other using father's property, the mother feels very much unhappy, very much burdened. Actually, many children are no problem for a mother because it's a burden of love. She wants to take care of children so that they can nicely serve the father and utilize the father's property, which is actually meant for the children. But when these children become antisocial, take the father's property and simply cause suffering to themselves and others, Mother Earth is very much burdened. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada says, Krishna has already appeared in the form of his holy name in the Hare Krishna movement. Actually, Harer Naam Eva Kevalam. Mahaprabhu told Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya after this, Harer Naam, Harer Naam, Harer Naam Eva Kevalam from the Brihadaranyaka Puran. Kalau Nasteva Nasteva Gatiranyata. So actually, chanting the holy name is the only way. There is no other process necessary, nothing required. Just the holy name, enough. Harannam eva kevalam kalau nastyeva gatiranyata. That's all. Just congregational chanting of the holy name. Then you may say, why all this? Why temple? Why deities? Why so many books? The whole thing is to make us chant the holy name. That's all. How to chant? How can we chant offenselessly? How can we chant purely? How can we chant desperately? With full faith. One name is enough actually to take us back home, back to Godhead. One name. Only one name. And the whole process of lifetime's practice is how to chant that one name. This whole 16 rounds for a whole lifetime is so that once at least we can chant that name. Pure name, Shuddha Naam. Of course, when you chant that one name, it is so sweet, you don't feel like stopping. If you say, I'll chant one name, that's all, huh? Krishna is super salesman. Says, only one name, bas. Ek Naam, aja vapas. Ek hi Naam, huh? Bas ek hi Naam. But then, you know, star mark is there, asterisk mark. Conditions follow. Kya? Pure hona chahiye. Offenseless hona chahiye. Okay, kaise karna chahiye? Shuru karo. Mandir jao. Guru ko swikar karo. learn all this. That's all. You just have to chant one name. And then after doing all that, when you chant one name, you just can't stop it. It's too sweet. Why one? I want to chant 1 billion. I never want to stop it. I don't want to chant any other name. Only your name, my Lord. So this whole process is simply so that all this philosophy, all this wonderful facility is simply to facilitate that offenseless, pure chanting of the holy name. Actually, when you then you realize Nama, Rupa, Guna, Leela and Dham, everything is contained within the holy name. That Nama will reveal the Rupa, because Krishna is non-different from his name. And when you meditate on that Rupa will reveal the Guna of the Lord, the wonderful qualities of the Lord. And then those qualities will reveal, those qualities are in relationship with his devotees. How he relishes his devotees' love and how he reciprocates with that. So that is Leela. All that qualities. How can you exhibit any quality in the air? Nothing. I am alone. How can I exhibit any quality? If I say I am very charitable, I have to give charity to someone. Any quality, beautiful, but who will see your beauty? To attract. Beauty means to attract. It's all related with actually beautiful pastimes. And then you realize actually you're in that same abode. So it's a super sales technique. Only name, that's all. But then you realize everything else is there in that. So therefore, this whole, it is very beautifully explained by Srila Prabhupada in this particular place. The three stages, as Prabhupada says in this particular purport, he says, there are these three deities are worshipped in three different stages of one's development. Now we may be chanting the holy name, but we may be performing devotional service right now. But Kapila Muni, in third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, when Mother Devahuti asks him, please explain a little more about devotional service, because I am convinced of the conclusion of all philosophy is devotional service. Please tell me about devotional service more. And at that time, he describes 81 different types of devotional service, different stages, levels, basically based on three primary. Devotional service in the mode of ignorance, devotional service performed in the mode of passion, devotional service performed in the mode of goodness, and then devotional, which is ahaituki apratihata, completely on a transcendental platform, pure, unmotivated, uninterrupted. He says, devotional service executed by a person who is envious. Are we not envious? At least I am. Proud, violent and angry, and who is a separatist, is considered to be in the mode of darkness. So we may be chanting the holy name 16 rounds for last many years. But why are we not? Why don't tears roll down our cheeks? Tadashma saram hridayam batedam. Why is our heart so steel framed? Still. That's why we need a guru. That's why we need some arrangement so that process of bhakti, with so many planned devotional service for the rest of the day, how to do perform throughout the day, because we can't chant the name throughout the day. One can't chant like Haridas Thakur, 192 rounds every day. That will be the last day you will ever chant. You say, I have chanted enough for 1 month now. Hang the bead bag for 1 month. Ho gaya 192. 16 dune 32, 16 3 48, 16 chauk 64. At least 1 week, I don't want to see the bead bag. We are not on that platform. That's why it says, One who approaches the Supreme Lord to render devotional service, but who is proud of his personality, envious of others, or vengeful, is in the mode of anger. He thinks that he is the best devotee. Actually, they are convinced. We are convinced. Actually, you know, lust, anger, greed is overcome. Only just little bit of illusion is left. Last. I think by January. Devotional service executed in this way is not pure. It is mixed and is of the lowest grade. Tamasaha. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur advises that a Vaishnava who is not of good character should be avoided. A Vaishnava is one who has taken the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the ultimate goal of life. But if one is not pure and still has motives, then he is not a Vaishnava of the first order of good character. One may offer his respects to such a Vaishnava, but because he has accepted the Supreme Lord as the ultimate goal of life. But one should not keep company with a Vaishnava who is in the mode of ignorance, thinking that by this association we will make advancement. Next he says, the worship of deities in the temple by a separatist with a motive for material enjoyment, fame and opulence is devotion in the mode of passion. The word separatist, Prabhupada explains in the purport, must be understood carefully. Who is a separatist? The Sanskrit word in this connection are bhinna druk or prithak bhava. A separatist is one who sees his interest as separate from that of the Supreme Lord. Mixed devotees or devotees in the mode of passion and ignorance think that the interest of the Supreme Lord is supplying the orders of the devotee. The interest of such devotees is to draw from the Lord as much as possible for their sense gratification. Sukha sampati ghar aave, kashta mite tanaka jay jagadish hare. This is not in the purport, I am saying. My comment, my 2 penny worth comment to the purport. This is the separatist mentality. Actually, pure devotion is explained in the previous chapter. The mind of the Supreme Lord and the mind of the devotee should be dovetailed. A devotee should not wish anything but to execute the desire of the Supreme. That is oneness. When the devotee has an interest or will different from the interest of the Supreme Lord, his mentality is that of a separatist. My Lord, whatever is your desire, thy will be done. So we become one in desire. I have no desire separate from you. Whatever you offer is best for me. When the so-called devotee desires material enjoyment without reference to the interest of the Supreme Lord, or he wants to become famous or opulent by utilizing the mercy or grace of the Supreme Lord, he is in the mode of passion. And then he says, when a devotee worships the Supreme Personality of Godhead and offers the result of his activities in order to free himself from the inebrieties of fruitive activities, his devotion is in the mode of goodness. Therefore, Rupa Goswami says, Anya Vilashita Shunyam Jnana Karmadi Anavratam. Anya Abhilashita Shunyam. Now you may say, if there is a danger, suddenly we cry out for Krishna, please protect. That is okay, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says. That's a natural thing. But heart of heart, I don't want that. But in a very desperate condition, when you're suddenly, you know, facing something, please Krishna protect me. That's okay. Therefore, it says not Anya Bhilasha Shunyam, it's called Anya Bhilashita. But heart of heart, I have no separate desire. When you want to do something nice, and please Krishna, do something so that I can serve you better. That's so. Once in a way you feel like that. But then on the whole we are accepting whatever the Lord gives. Jnana karmadi anavratam. Karma means basically to continue to enjoy in the world rather than going back home, back to God. And jnana means, in essence, enough is enough. I don't want to play this game. I want to go right now. I want to quit. I want to quit. I don't want to play the game. Somebody wants to, it's just like, you know, kids sometimes start playing cricket and 11 people in the team, and some fellow is such a good batsman, you hardly once he take the bat, you may not get for another few hours. But that fellow is thinking, let this game go on. Because he's enjoying. He wants to continue. In spite of the fact that everyone wants to go home, still he wants to play. But after all that, so many hours, every 10 people are somehow out and you get the bat. And first ball, you're out. After 10 round, again you get first. Then you throw the bat and say, I don't want to play this cricket anymore. That is one mukti. That is the jnana process. And the fellow who is constantly hitting the ball and everything is going 6 and 4, he says, game is over. Phir bhi, ball karte raha. Arre, jeet gaya, ho gaya. Nahin, karte raha na, maja aa raha. That is karma. Either you want to stay longer than what the Lord wants you to, or you want to quit and say, Krishna, I don't, I'm not Krishna, of course, they don't believe in Krishna. So I want to merge and lose my existence. So, any separate desire from the desire of the Lord, anya vilashita shunyam, that is actually devotional service. Pure devotional service that is aspired. So here, it is described how the first stage that we actually come, even in bhakti, there are different levels. Kanishta adhikari, then madhyam adhikari, then uttam adhikari. So from a lower level, we should actually progress gradually. It's the easiest process, but it's not as easy as we think, because the benefit is not, we can never even imagine what the benefits are. Therefore, one must try to understand the philosophy. Because mere philosophy without sentiment is speculation, or without proper religious rituals. Religion is actually speculation. And mere religion without philosophy is sentimentality and fanaticism. Therefore, a proper balance of philosophical understanding is also very important. So here Prabhupada says, the first one is, we approach the deity. The amazing part of deity worship is, it's such a wonderful way of connecting people, uniting people. If you see all over India, deities are the center of their life. Deities are the center of a family. Deities can become the center of a community. Deities can become the center of a whole city. I went to Srirangam. The whole city, first thing in the morning, they leave everything and go to temple. Most of these cities where beautiful temples are there. Now I went to Jaipur. Jaipur, early morning, 4:30 was the Mangal Aarti. Many years ago, 91, I went there to get this Ganeshji. You know, on our door we have. So Radhanath Swami Maharaj had written down, visit this temple. I went at 4:30. Not one person was there. 4:25 I went. Nobody was there. I said, have I come to the right place? And then just a minute before the door opened, hundreds of people suddenly appeared from nowhere, running like bullet. And suddenly, Jaho, Jaho, Govinda, Jaya, Govinda, Jaya. Oh, they would chant. भज मन राधे कृष्णा प्यारे कृष्णा राधे गोविंद भजो राधे गोविंद भजो राधे गोविंद भज मन राधे. They would go on like this for hours. I mean, this is the later part of the day, not in the morning. Early morning, and the aarti was there, and everyone takes, and then I turned, nobody is there. I thought some demigods came and left. Then I said, okay, next is 4:45 at Radha Damodar, Tripolia Gate. So I ran there. Everyone is there. And then as soon as the aarti turns like this, and then out. Then they go to Gopinath, Radha Gopinath. And the aarti is all just 5 minutes difference. And again, afternoon they come. Again, evening they come. So the whole city is like that. DT room is, the Radha Govinda Devi is like the DT room of the, and the whole city of Jaipur was like a household. Everyone comes running. So it's amazing how it can play a center. And therefore, where there is no deity worship, we will discuss that later, the next generation, there is this all tendency that they may become materialistic, there is degradation. If there is no deity worship in a home or in a city, we find that the generation to generation, there is tremendous degradation. But if there is a deity, automatically people are attached. Just Jagannath Puri, millions of people come there. Devotees all over the world of Lord Jagannath come there. He is the uniting, binding force. So, so the first thing is Madan Mohan. The whole world is attracted by Madan. Cupid. Whole world is mad trying to enjoy sense gratification. And therefore, the first stage that powerful acharyas establish temples for is to attract the people. Are, why are you looking here and there? Pangoho. Pangoho means they are lame. They have no strength to be attracted to the Lord in the beginning because they are covered over so much. And mandamare. They're completely covered over. Their intelligence is covered over because of too much of fruitive activities. And therefore the acharyas, wonderful, they create such wonderful facility and such wonderful festivals so that people can come and experience and gradually get attracted. Gradually get attracted. That is sambandha. You are looking for a pati. Here is your pati. You are looking for gati. Mama manda mater gati. You don't know where your gati. Gati means destination. We will show you where the gati is. There is a beautiful verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Shriyam pati, yagyapati, prajapati, dhiyam pati, lokapati, dharapati, patis gatis chandhaka vrishni sattvatam, prasidatam me bhagavan satam patihi. Shriyam patihi, all the 6 opulences. People are attracted. If one fellow has little opulence of one, somebody is very powerful, people are attracted. Somebody is very beautiful, people are attracted. Somebody is very famous, people are attracted. Somebody is very knowledgeable, people are attracted. How long will that knowledge last? But here, Shriyam Pati, Nayakanam Shiro Ratnam Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam, Yatra Nityataya Sarve Virajante Mahaguna. Nayaka, everyone is looking for a hero, right? Everyone wants to worship a hero. Nayakanam Shiro Ratnam, the crest jewel of all heroes, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. He is Krishna. Here is your hero. Worship this hero. Because this hero doesn't become old. His movies always hit. Yeah. After billions of years, thousands of years, Mahabharata was still top. Ramayana was still top. People stopped everything and still watch. Still his movie is stopped. If a 1920 hero acts in this, of course, he may not be existing today. Only some bhule bisre geet, that kind of a thing. But here is, the Lord is ever fresh. Yatya nityataya sarve virajante mahaguna. All the wonderful qualities are eternally residing in him. And he's always reciprocating. And what kind of a hero, if you worship him, he reciprocates. Unlike the heroes of this world, they want to get rid of all their followers. They're disgusted. They want some privacy. You go for signing, spit on your face and push you out. Don't trouble me. And you get a heartbreak. I worshipped you. So superficial. Here is a hero. He can accommodate everyone. Personally reciprocate with everyone. As the 16,108 queens of Dwarka, they will tell you. He can individually reciprocate. Everyone will feel, my God, everyone is missing out. Krishna is only looking at me. You know, poor guys. In the kirtan, Krishna, so much mercy, only you're giving me. I'm feeling ecstatic. Poor guys are simply jumping without any love. Everyone can feel, Krishna can personally reciprocate along depending upon your desire. So, Shriyampati, Yajnapati, Prajapati, Aham Sarvasa Prabhu, he is a real Prajapati. Because any Praja, there is no Praja who has not come through him ultimately. And Dhyampati, he is the person, Buddhir Buddhimatamasmi, he gives you good intelligence. Lokapati, Sarvaloka Maheshwaram, Dharapati, he is the master of this planet. Patir Gatih Cha Andhaka Vrishni Satvatam. He is the Pati and he is the Gati of Andhaka and Satvatam. That means the Yaduvamshas. They are the most intelligent people. They know you are our real Pati and you are our real Gati. We want to be with you always. Our goal is to reach you and stay with you ever. Patim gatis chandhaka satvatam. Prasidatam me bhagavan satam pati. So, these two words are very important. So when we first approach Krishna in the form of his deity, we approach or Krishna in as a deity form, we approach as Madan Mohan. Meaning, Krishna, I'm attracted to so many other things. I want to be attracted by you. But there is a problem. I don't have good intelligence. Manda matehe. My intelligence has become so dulled that I don't understand you are the only shelter. An intelligent man knows what is the shelter. What is the shelter? Devotional service is the only shelter. Any other shelter will keep you in anxiety. If you are under good shelter, then there should be no anxiety. Right? If you are under shelter, suppose it's raining, if you are under a solid shelter, then there is no anxiety. But if there is a big plastic thing and in that and the water is loading there and you're seeing it is just and the whole ton of water may fall. Even though there is no rain hitting you right now, but if that, you know, the wind is coming and the whole thing is moving and the whole structure itself is moving, then you are in anxiety even though you are under shelter. So, first is that shelter we seek, devotional service, because the living entity is eternal. Nothing in the world can give shelter to that living entity. And therefore, what the Lord is eternal, the living entity is eternal, and our relationship of bhakti is eternal. Bhakta, Bhagavan, and bhakti. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj told Hiranyakashipu, Sada samudvigna dhyam asad grahat. You are holding on to something as shelter, but you are eternal, my dear father, and this cannot give you shelter. You have the whole universe under your control, but you are in anxiety. Because the body which you are possessing, that itself is going to go away, and you are trying to hold on. Therefore, you are in anxiety. But look at me, I am in no anxiety. Because I have taken shelter of this Navada Bhakti. So actually, that is the shelter. And the acharyas, therefore, create these beautiful temples. One, they themselves are actually wanting to serve. Madhavendra Puri was told by Gopal Diti. There is a beautiful verse where Gopal Diti tells Madhavendra Puri. He says, Bahudino tomar patha kari nirikshan, kobe asi madhavama kori be sevan. I was lying in the bush left by my sevite long, long ago because of fear of mlechas attacking. But I was waiting for you. Bahudino tomar patha kari. I was waiting. When will a loving devotee come to serve me? Krishna is not in need of service. He has millions of Lakshmi serving in the spiritual world. What he needs is, do you have a sincere desire to please and serve him? That is what he sees. If it's burdensome to you, no one will like if you go to some place and another fellow says, serving karna. Sometimes in the hotel, the manager wants all the servers to serve nicely, but the servers are paid less, therefore they look at that fellow, kya, why did you come here? Are there no hotels outside? Who would like to be served by such a person who just throws something on him? Something like that. So why would Krishna care to accept that service? Really? What he really wants is, do you have a strong desire to serve? I was listening to a lecture of Giriraj Maharaj, From Passion to Compassion, December 2007. And he was telling, Prabhupada had a strong desire. And for two things he says, Tomar prema vashe kori seva angikar darshan diya nistarivo sakala samsar. Tomar prema vashe. Actually, I am coming. Tomar prema vashe kori seva angikar. Because you want to lovingly serve me, therefore, to accept that love, I am coming. And darshan diya nistarivo sakala samsar. The acharya calls to serve. And after serving, he says, please stay here and give darshan. Just like in Pandharpur, Pundalik. So he wanted to serve. And then he said, you just stay there. Don't go away. I have served you. Still stay there. Because so many people want to serve you. Stay there. Give your darshan. So Giriraj Maharaj was telling, Prabhupada had a strong desire. There were so many difficulties in that Juhup land. So many difficulties. They could have said, and people were suffering, these devotees, new devotees were suffering. He could have said, chodo, marne de Bombay walon ko. Ek to unka udhar karne aa raha hu, they don't understand. They should actually provide me a land and provide me the money and provide me a facility. Marne do. So Prabhupada was quoting on that third canto verse, titikshavah karunika. Merciful means they don't care whether people reciprocate or not, or appreciate or not. Criticize, sometimes condemn, or sometimes even torture and want to destroy. So Giriraj Maharaj was telling, Prabhupada could have gone. He said, no, I have asked Radha Ras Bihari to come and stay here. I want to have a nice facility. Let us tolerate, no problem. Lovingly, so much. And he says, Pragadha premero e sobhav achar nija dukha vignadiko nakare vichar. Pragadha premero e sobhav achar. The pure love of the devotees, the nature of that love is nija dukha vignadiko nakare vichar. the inconvenience and the obstacles, they never think. Eitar gad prema lokko dikhaite, Gopal tare agya dila chandana anite. Krishna, because a devotee wants to glorify the Lord in all the three worlds, Krishna wants to glorify the devotee. Therefore, he orders the devotee to do something impossible. Go and bring chandan. Old man, chandan is not at all available, all under government permission, not at all can be released. He has no money. But the order is there. And the devotees never consider the pros and cons. Never consider what is possible, what's not possible. Immediately arranged for some facility and left. And he glorified. The Lord glorified Madhavendra Puri. Stole for him that kheer. So in this way, this is the loving reciprocation. The devotee invites the Lord, wanting to serve him and thus benefit the whole world. And the Lord glorifies the devotee. You can't hear of any pastime of any deities without their devotee. Can you discuss of Narsingadev? Narsingadev came in the air and left by air. Are kisli aaye? Aise aaye. Kuch to karan hoga na? Hai nahi, Prahlad Maharaj. Can you discuss of Lord Ram without Lakshman and Sugriv and Hanuman? In ISKCON, you can't discuss of any Krishna deities without Prabhupada, without their servitors. And not just one. Since time immemorial, so many devotees are serving. All are glorious. So simply to look at the devotee, look at the deity, and not appreciate the devotees, not befriend the devotees, not take advantage of the devotees' association, is actually very neophyte understanding of deity worship. So that is the first stage. Krishna, come straight, go straight. I have nothing to do with these people. Krishna says, I have also nothing to do with. Arey, mera pura parivar baitha hua hai. Inse baatchit karo. It's something like that. So, gradually, that means we are not seeing Krishna. Krishna is there everywhere with the heart of his devotees. Therefore, he is inspiring us. Okay, here it is. So, the Lord, the next stage is described as Madhyam Adhikari. Ishvare tad adhineshu balisheshu dushatsucha prema maitri kripa upeksha yah karoti sa madhyama. Prema. I have love with Krishna. I want to serve him. I want to surrender to him. But if I want to please him, I have to serve those who are dear to him. And every devotee is very dear to him. How can you say, Krishna, I love you, if a wife says, I love you, but not that old man and not that old lady who stays with you? But they are my parents. Who cares? I love you. But I love them. I don't care. It's like that. If you really, love means to serve and serve means to please. So if you want to please Krishna, sadhavo hridayo mayam sadhunam hridayam tvaham. I love these people. You have to be befriending them, loving them, serving them, pleasing them. Otherwise, what kind of a devotee are you? That's a very, very superficial, low-level devotee. So Ishvare, serving, adhineshu, maitri, developing deep friendship with those whom he loves. Prem maitri, kripa. And the Lord is in anxiety, transcendental anxiety. So many people are anath. You have to make them sanath. All right, my Lord, you stand here. I will go and bring everyone to your feet. I will use my intelligence. I will use everything at my disposal. I'll give my life for this. I will take any inconveniences, any difficulties to go and do propaganda, to tell you are standing here. You be here. That's all. I will go and do the needful. And I'll bring, because you have an anxiety that there are so many children who are suffering. That is love of God. If you say, I love Krishna, but not love his devotees, and not show compassion to the living entities, that kind of a love is very, very kanishtha. And then, anyone who speaks ill of Krishna, person can't tolerate. But at the same time, you can't hate that person. So therefore, you keep a respectful distance. Take prasad, Hari Bol. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Prasad khao bas. Baad mein milenge. Laat waat khane ke baad gire rahega kahin, tab aaunga. Abhi nahi. No problem. So avoid, carefully avoid those who are blaspheming. And eventually then, of course, then gradually we come to the stage where you see Krishna everywhere. Premanjana Charita. I would like to read a very beautiful quote of Srila Prabhupada, which he writes in Kunti's prayer, Maya Javanika Channam. In that purport he says, for less intelligent persons, bowing down before the authority of the Lord, as it is generally done in the temples, mosques and churches, is as much beneficial as it is for the advanced devotee to meditate upon him by active service. So first love is run to the Lord to be attracted by him rather than to be attracted. Remove that rust in your heart like a piece of iron rushing to a magnet. Let's first come to become attracted gradually. But after that, there is also a responsibility to please him little more further. Then we understand what his mission is and take his mission as our mission. That is one in interest. His interest. Why has he come into this world? Paritrana, sadhuna, vinashata, vidishkatam, dharma samsthapanat. All right, my Lord, I've understood your mission. You sit here, I will do the needful. You take bhoga 6 times. I will go. And then by doing that, Krishna reciprocates. Gradually a time comes. It doesn't really mind where you are. You're totally with the Lord. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa. You are so much become one with the Lord that you carry the Lord within your heart and he carries you within his heart. And in this way, such a person can never be separated. Still, he comes running to the deities. It's not that now I have carried the deity in my heart. I have photographed. Now, Lord, you reside, I'll go with. No. Still, Ramananda Rai, one time, he comes to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After comes from, comes back after resignation to Prasad Pratapadurai, gives his hand, comes. So Mahaprabhu talks to him and then asks him, did you visit Jagannath? I said, no, my Lord, I came straight to you. How can you come to me? First you should go to visit Lord Jagannath. And then Ramananda says, Rai kohe charana ratha hridaya sarathi jahan laiya jai tahan jai jivarathi. He says, my Lord, what can I do? Rai kohe charana ratha. My leg, my feet are like the chariot. And my heart is the charioteer. And me, I'm just sitting in it. Wherever my heart drives, there the chariot goes. So as soon as I came to Jagannath Puri, my heart, the sarathi of my heart, and who is that sarathi? Pure love. Servant, please. It dragged my feet. I don't know. It just dragged me to you. And now you're ordering me, I'll go and watch Jagannath. Because he knows that this is moving Jagannath. Because he's actually come. And therefore, anyway, to conclude, because we have a very nice program, otherwise we can speak for some more time. There is one thing. There are so many wonderful things to speak, especially you can't speak about the deity without speaking about the devotees who have given their everything for the Lord, or who have helped us to actually understand the devotees, attracted to the devotees, render service to these devotees, and in this way become fixed up and advanced to develop some love for the devotees. So I can't think of speaking about Radha Gopinath ji without speaking about Radhanath Swami Maharaj, who has been instrumental in actually helping us see Srila Prabhupada's mission and understand it in a way that he actually wanted to give us. There are some things that Maharaj expressed. He said, like the building blocks which has created this place what it is today. By Krishna's inconceivable, Prabhupada's inconceivable mercy, all over people talk about Radha Gopinath Mandir. Of course, we should never become proud, because if we become proud, we lose everything. We should be grateful that Prabhupada's special mercy is there. Some devotees have struggled to give us this wonderful environment and facility and proper mood. But to create this, we must understand there are certain building blocks. Only the civil engineer who constructed the building knows what went inside. Because when we come, the building is already there. We don't know what is inside holding it. So he was expressing once, certain principles was applied, and that's what actually is, this is the result that we are seeing. And what he was telling was exactly what Srila Prabhupada wanted. Only thing is, he said, I have just emphasizing that. The first thing is the Sunday feast program, or once in a week to come together as a family get together. It's actually very important. That has been the foundation of the mood and the environment that has been created here. Every week, the whole family must come together for the pleasure of their lordships. Krishna wants to see all his family members once in a week. And of course, he expressed once, he said, I don't see the senior most people. They should be sitting in the front. Twice he said. Ultimately, many devotees expressed, no, Maharaj, you know, so many young people are there. They are very energetic. And senior people are generally very humble. So they stand behind. Theek hai, let them, everyone. He said, that's all right. But then you tie a rope here. And make sure that all the senior leaders are here. Krishna wants to see. And of course, it's also, I was also thinking that it's a very dynamic process. If a person is speaking, the person who are hearing it, they are not in front. You can't be impersonal. Speak to the camera thinking that whole world is listening. It's very impersonal. So to the extent the people are there, senior people are there, he said, it's nice. And Krishna also likes to see all of them come together. He said, you can preach to the other devotees, younger devotees, that they should facilitate and maybe create a policy or some facility whereby, of course, everyone is very humble and they want to be behind, but this is the etiquette. So they should be here and they should be taking advantage. And I was thinking, Mahaprabhu also, he was also doing partiality in that sense. Srivasa's house, nobody is allowed. At least here we allow everyone. Nobody is allowed. Only few. Today I am not feeling something. Who is here, who is not supposed to be here? Can you imagine? Of course, he would go all out and distribute the holy name. But then, certain kind of things. Maybe sometime. So this is one thing that at least once in a week. Maybe first we used to come simply to be attracted by Krishna. That's good enough. But now we should come because it's a seva. Krishna wants to see us and also to please Krishna and to serve him. And he wants that the same thing that somebody has given his life to create be maintained. Otherwise, we are so selfish. We got during those times, good old days, avijyona honedu. It's not a very good attitude. The parampara means to maintain, and maintenance is the toughest part. So somehow the mood that has, you know, so much energy has gone behind creating this mood. If you see in kirtans also, Vaishnava kirtans, there is a person singing and then there are the intimate people. Not exactly intimate in that sense that I am intimate, you are not. It's just that because of something, closeness is there, we are already been used to. Even in kirtan, the good kirtan is when the people who have good coordination, you know, they have been practicing for quite some time. He just indicates and that person is already, you know, our Bibi Govind Maharaj. He doesn't have to tell anything. That person knows the heart and suddenly he starts. When to do fast, when to do slow. I was seeing in Moscow. Such wonderful coordination between the mridanga. It's a beautiful orchestra performance as a devotional performance for the pleasure of the Lord and his devotees. So that is the first thing, emphasis. To maintain this, we have to have this building block of weekly, either the morning Bhagavatam or the Sunday feast program, whatever. Maybe it's sometimes inconvenient, so many responsibilities are there. But we should also understand, earlier we came to be attracted, but now we come here to get that energy. We need that. Otherwise we become a little impersonal, and also we may not have the energy to give something. You have to have before you give. If you keep on giving, you will get exhausted. So every week we come to actually absorb that energy. The second thing that what I see as one of the building blocks of this particular congregation, this community, is the pilgrimage to holy places. Yeah, initially it was small, very intimate, very loving, intense. But in one South India yatra, he did say, now we should not be thinking now that wo maja nahi hai purana wala. No, it's a different thing. It's a different thing, but it's a different way now. It's a wonderful opportunity to serve, wonderful opportunity to inspire others and share what we have received with a grateful heart. And the more we give, the more we receive. But of a different nature. Why are we in a comfort zone? We can expand. There's no end to the bliss. It can expand. And the third thing is the system of care that he has taken the pains to establish. The counselor system. Where basically these two things are given. The strength and the shelter. Pangoho and Mandamate. Shelter. What is shelter? Who can give shelter? We are all shelterless in that sense. The only shelter is devotional service. Taking care of Krishna's devotees basically means inspiring people, encouraging people to be actively engaged in devotional service. Because devotional service gives us shelter. If you are engaged in devotional service, then there is shoka, moha, bhaya, everything will go away. Hearing and chanting should be nicely going on in our life. And therefore, everyone needs individual attention, care, love, affection, guidance. That is shelter. Otherwise, the big challenge is to maintain the quality when the quantity is increasing. And therefore, it behooves upon each one of us to actually take that responsibility. To give what we have received and in this way increase and see the magic happening. And that is a shelter part. That means to inspire and encourage people to be actively engaged in devotional service. Because if we don't get, otherwise we may kind of be lost because we can be sucked in by the outside energy. Too strong. What a passion and ignorance. And the second thing, to come to that shelter and to remain in that shelter. There are so many forces which are pulling us from coming to the shelter and remaining in the shelter. And to come and remain in that shelter, we need strength. But we are pangoho. We are lame. We need a stick to walk. Otherwise we are finished. Wherever we are landed, we'll stay there. So to that move is the strength. And what is that strength? That strength is mature and relevant personal guidance.
Every one of us need guidance. How actually we can, because it's a very science, it's a perfect science, it's a very subtle science. One can't do whimsically anything and still advance. You may think you are, as you say, you know, you may be proud and you think you are a pure devotee in the world of ignorance. But somebody has to enlighten us. Prabhupada said, he wrote to Malati Mataji one time in 70s. He said, now I have initiated these girls and you who have been for such a long time, whatever you have learned, whatever you understood, whatever you realize, share with these sisters of yours. This is called parampara. Prabhupada, right? This is called parampara. And he told Karandar Prabhu, way back in 70, 71, 72, he said, now you are a very senior devotee. The movement started in 60, 66, 67. And 70, how many years? 5 years? 4 years. How many here? 4 years. How many of you are 4 years in the movement? Please raise your hand. All of you are very senior devotees according to this letter. So now you are very, very senior devotees. Now your responsibility is to create a facility, Prabhupada writes, create a facility whereby all the devotees are protected and instructed nicely. This is the responsibility of my senior disciples. To protect them by giving them shelter and to give them strength by instructing them nicely. Whatever we have received. So, these are a few things. And of course, for the Brahmacharya Ashram, also certain deep-rooted foundation, scrutinizing study of scriptures, that's what will sustain them in this world. Strong morning program, a good sadhana, and humble menial service attitude. Certain things which has been emphasized again and again and again to drill, actually to create what we are relishing or enjoying today. But then we have to just kind of do that. Therefore, I just thought that you can't talk about the deities without talking about the devotees who have manifested the mood of the Lord to the desire of the Lord. This is exactly what Prabhupada wanted. All the Indians so close to Krishna, they should be coming. This should be the whole festival, like Sundays. Every Sunday should be a festival. People should have, otherwise you'll be attracted to material festivals. Everyone likes festivals. We are festival lovers. Man is a social being. He likes to visit places. He likes to socialize. Do that here, keeping Krishna in the center. That's what spirituality is all about. So to conclude, the message that you want to take back is Radha Madan Mohan, to be attracted rather than attracted to anything else of this world. And after coming here, we worship their lordships as Radha Govinda Dev, Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam, to give us engagement with love, some little love, whatever we have. Responsibly engage to fulfill the desire of the Lord and the devotees who are giving us that mercy. And then, Gopijana Vallabha, to be attracted, the heart of our love and the legs of our chariot of our legs to be dragged automatically to come and every day try to express our gratitude. So as Mahavishnu Maharaj said, Krishna is our pati and Krishna is our gati. And therefore, we have to pray to invest our mati so that we can develop rati. So, Madan Mohan means to recognize that he is our pati and he is our gati. And Govinda Dev is to pray, Krishna bhakti rasabhavita mati kriyatam yadi kudopi labhyate.
He said, if you want that mati, Kunti Maharani says, Toi me ananya vishaya, matir madhupate asakrit. Asakrit means non-stop. So Govinda Devi approach for non-stop remembrance of Krishna. Now it is breakdown, you know. I chant 16 rounds, I want relief from remembering Krishna now. Because there is no love. So now we want asakrit, matir madhupate asakrit. Then, ratim udvahatam adha gangai vaugamudanvati. Just like Mother Ganga, whatever obstacle you put, up and down it just crosses, runs into the ocean. Similarly, come Sunday morning, wherever we are, if you are too far away, the consciousness should come running. And if you are nearby, the leg should keep running. Come and reciprocate with the Lord. And he's happy. That's what he's standing here for. Since so 23 years he's standing. Always ready, available. You people don't come, what can I do? I'm standing. So, thank you very much. Now we have wonderful festivals lined up. And I got a letter, love letter. Very lovingly telling me to allow other program to go ahead. So, Sarubhauma Prabhu, you know, our doctor from Karachi, he's a very jovial and plumpy person. He has a very nice way of presenting. He said, Are, aao, Bhagawan ke paas aao, aur dono haath uthao aise, in a posture of embrace, and he says, हे प्रभु आप जैसा कोई मेरी जिंदगी में आए तो बात बन जाए आई एम ओनली रिपीटिंग सार्वभौमा प्रभुज वर्ड आई डोंट नो हेड और टेल ऑफ दिस स्टेटमेंट
हरे कृष्ण जय राधा गोपीनाथ प्रभु की
श्री श्री राधा गोपीनाथ जी की
जय
श्री गोपाल जी की
जय
श्री निथाय गौरचंद्र की श्रील प्रभुपाद की निथाय गोप्यमानंदी थैंक यू वेरी मच
ग्रेस राधा गोपीनाथ प्रभु की जय लेट अस थैंक राधा गोपीनाथ प्रभु फॉर हिज एनलाइवनिंग क्लास बाय लाउडली चैंटिंग हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल